Good work. It's Mesiris Nefesh. Tehillim came. It's Mitzvah Shavuos Chanukah. I guess as a treat, we'll call it, I would like to discuss tonight, start with an Inyan, a Maima Muzka, which deals with all Hilchos Nezikin. I guess it's appropriate to do it right now after we just discussed different types of car accidents. But it's not Lav Davka Meyuchad to Shinayin Ches, Shinayin Tes. It's Kailal all Hilchos Nezikin. And then Mit Hashem, we hopefully will cover the beginning of Shin Pei afterwards. Okay. I discussed Teich HaDram, but we'll go into the Shaila more Barichas now. What happens if you're Mazik somebody, you make a Hezik, where the Nizik didn't suffer any loss from the Hezik? That means even though his item was destroyed, but it came about indirectly, whatever the reason was, he didn't have any Hefzid moment from this Hezik. What would be the Din then? So I'll give you a case. What happens, this was the case, one of the cases of the Achronim, we'll use this case, is I walked into somebody's illegal tavern and I wanted to get a drink. I had a masam with him. I got angry at him and I broke his vat of wine or whiskey, whatever it might be. Shortly thereafter, 5 minutes later, a government official is coming by, walks into his store, sees nothing there. So he walks out. Now, had there been this vat of whiskey there, it would have been confiscated anyway. Faket, he would have been hit with a major knas for illegally trading with alcohol, whatever, dealing with alcohol. Faket, I even did him a toiva pasha to save him from this knas. So we go to a din toira, and he's moaning me for this $300 barrel of whiskey, and I'm saying, Faket, you owe me money. I was mahana you that I saved you the knas from this government official. So here, yes, b'shas ma'isa, yes, I broke the wine or the whiskey, whatever it was, but it really didn't cause you any hefset because it would have been confiscated anyway. Okay, so you can marshalize a lot of these type of cases, but that was one of the cases of the tshuvas. Now, in that case, there's a shaila amongst the achronim what to do. There was a tshuva, Hore b'samim, who named on. On a similar case, let's say another case is I was mazik you in a way, but you had insurance anyway, so you were didn't have any hefzik. Go collect from your insurance company. So since the insurance company, and that's where I want to bring it down, and since the insurance company is paying for the hefzik anyway, why are you coming to me out hezik? You didn't have any hezik. I broke your car. I crashed into your car and I caused you $2,000 worth of damage. You got paid from your insurance company anyway, so how are you coming to me? You didn't have any hefzik b'chalal. You already were paid up from your insurance company. What's the halacha? So the tshuvas hari b'samim, nemzon, that's the, I guess, a day, a chidah on this, he names on that if l'soifu shodava there wasn't any hefzid, there's no hilchas mazik, he can't mon you for mazik, because he didn't have any hezik, so he can't mon you for mazik. And on that, the Maharsham, the Tshuvas Maharsham, argues. And this is not true. First of all, it's not just Maharsham. Many Achronim argue even the Yisoid. It means the Yisoid is, the Hari B'Samim is relying on the Yisoid, that it's not considered a hezik if you were mashlim somewhere else. You didn't really have, indirectly, you didn't have a loss, so it's not considered a hefzid. That yisoid, a kam of reiv achreinim argue on, and say it doesn't make a difference. If b'shas mais, I was mazakiyut, something which was worth value, I'm chayiv. They say over from Reb Chaim, this is much I said already, but they say over from Reb Chaim, if you had two Mona Lisas in the world, and you was both owned by one Bailim, and I rip up one of them, so now that I destroyed $1 million on that painting, but now the other one that you own goes up $5 million because now it became it's the only one left in the world. Rechaim says, "Avadam chayv. I'm chayv for the mice as a guy did. Now you want to handle it to Nene and Yair on the other one. We'll talk. But mazik I was on that chayvet. I was a mazik. And a lot of achronim neman, like most achronim neman, like that. That avad b'chayv al hezek. And they try to bring rice from all over Shas. It's a major, the Achronim, the last 150 years, Mamish, marshalling, Makiris, Karbonis, stealing, all over Shas, wherever they can bring a Raya to this Yisai. But the end of the day is, Reiv Achronim Hodi Yechai. But in the case of insurance, it's even much better. Because insurance has nothing to do with me, the Mazik. Insurance is a Zayta Gazak, it's a Mischa Mibachutz. You took a gamble, you bought insurance, Mibachutz, you paid for it, Mibachutz, had nothing to do with the hezek. So Mamela, if you profited from your insurance, that's not a hashlama to the hezek. Avada, the terms that you have with the insurance company, they only pay if there's a hezek, and they're going to be a mashlam that hezek. Good. That's the terms. But beside, what you did was, is you had a, besides your chevet, you also went into a mischar, into a mekach, a contractual obligation with the insurance company. You pay out, betting that something will happen, or covering your losses, and they're betting that nothing will happen. It's better, their odds are, it's tilted to their benefit, so therefore they go into the deal. But it has nothing to do with the marshal. Some Achraim would say, Verai, you could even take out insurance on somebody else. Car accident, car insurance, I'm not familiar, but there are types of life insurance that you could take out. It's a game going on now. You could take out it on somebody else. Might be unethical, but you could do that. You're betting against someone else. I know somebody who's 80. It's in good health. He'll get a good term insurance or whatever it is. I'll pay his insurance. If he dies, I get his payout. So I could take out insurance on somebody else. I could take out insurance on somebody else's thing possibly as well. So it's not, you see, it's nothing to do with the hezek. So granted, the Bailam over here did both. Here the Bailam war that they ended up taking out insurance on the chavis. So besides being the Baal of chavis and the nizik, they were also the Baal of insurance, the Baal of this payout. Good, but just because they got the payout, what does it have to do with me? If someone else would have taken insurance on this guy's car and I damaged his car, I should tell him that I don't have to pay him because someone else is benefiting on an insurance policy? No. So if he himself is benefiting on an insurance policy, I also can't have that patur, and avad I'd be chayv. I say, out to my sham, v'kama v'kama achreinim. What comes out of Bazaar, comes out, it's Maisim B'choyim, should come out that if in every car accident, so when it comes to a Din Torah, this happens Maisim B'choyim, but they always come to the Din Torah that they don't want to go to insurance, they have 100 truths on why they don't want to go, whatever it is. And that's why they're coming to Mon. But should come out even better, even if they want to go to insurance, and even if they went to insurance and they already collected insurance payout, they still want to Mon from the Mazik, why not? Insurance is one thing, and hezek is another. They're going to collect, double collect. They'll collect from the mazik and they'll collect from the insurance. Sounds funny. But why? What's the problem?
So the insurance
is
not here to protect me?
It is. But I could take out insurance on someone else's item as well.
But I'm paying you with my insurance. What does insurance have to do with you? But the mazik took out insurance, eh?
Not the mazik, the nizik.
The nizik insurance,
so, I'm saying the nizik took out insurance. Mazik take out insurance, so it's the mazik. Yeah, I'm not talking echeret. No, the nizik's insurance. So the nizik wants to collect from his insurance and collect from the mazik. Faket, he gained from this. It's mamisha, kachem shem v'rochan, I'll tell you how it's mamisha broch of him. He made today.
The nizik insurance pays if somebody else makes it.
Oh, we're going to get 1 second with that.
The mazik's insurance is...
If the mazik insurance is okay, the mazik is paying on behalf of the mazik, so you can't collect the mazik again from the mazik. But in the case of the nizik insurance, let the nizik collect twice. Let him double dip. Let's say they didn't go to the mazik insurance, let's say he didn't have insurance, whatever it is.
Well, the mazik has an insurance that pays him for whatever damage he has to pay.
That's what insurance is.
That's what insurance is. But I'm talking about when the nizik goes to his insurance, if I burn down somebody's house, Khalila, and he has home insurance, right? So he wants to get Sai from the Seirif, that was also in Chuvis, and Sai from his insurance. He'll collect from both. Okay, 1 second, we're going to get to it. But beside, they should be able to collect from both. And God, Sternberg says in Chuvis on Hoggis, that beside, yeah, it's right, but he says that the Mazik could at least be Mechayiv the Nizik before he pays him, that he should make a counter his chayvis to him somehow to be batuach on it, that just in case now the insurance company will go after the mazik, because sometimes it happens rare, but sometimes if they get wind of the mazik, they're going to run after the mazik to be reimbursed for the payout that they did on behalf of the nizik. So at the end of the day, if the mazik is going to have to pay the nizik, he's going to have to pay twice. He's going to pay the nizik, and then 3 months later he's going to get a lawyer's letter from the insurance company going after him, so now he's going to have to pay the insurance company, he's going to have to pay twice. So he could be from the nizik, that you should make a chayvus to me that if your insurance company now runs after me, then I want you to give me back the money I pay you, so I should be able to pay insurance. I don't want to have to pay twice. That's what Shuvis von Hogg said. But in economy, I'll pay you, and you'll be able to collect from your insurance as well. You'll benefit. You'll get paid twice. As I helped Rav Ruba de Ruba Achreinim.
Like the Hari
B'Samim
that says
Hari B'Samim is Shita Zaki. He says now.
What about the tier for the guy who has to go out and buy a new car now?
Hezek, we never find fatir. Yeah, it's only, yeah. So that's what it comes out of coin. Now, the Marcheshes, he wrote a tshuva I think they regret that they printed it now in the last Chelek Macheshes where they were Malak HaTshuvas. But he wrote it as Tshuva in some other Sefer. I don't remember it offhand. I forgot which one it was. And he names on also, yes, and a Chanami. But he says, Ulai, the Mazik could now go to the Nizik and say, divide with me the insurance payout, because it's because of me that you got so much payout. If I wouldn't have burned down your house, I wouldn't have crashed into your car, you wouldn't have gotten paid from the insurance. The Hef said, I paid you Saifi. Now, whatever the insurance pay you is Kula Revak, so divide it with me. Like we find in another case, I send the Shliach and they get extra, he has to divide it with Shaleh because it came Machmasoi. So here too, came Machmasi, that you benefited, so you should divide. He clears as a Shiloh.
He pays more than what it's worth?
No, even if it pays what it's worth, but I already paid that. I burnt down a house. So I damaged, let's say, $500,000. So I paid you $500,000 for your home. Now you also got from the insurance company $500,000. So at the end of the day, you're $500,000 above, ahead. So now I want to go over to you, so give me $250,000, because that profit that you gained was Machmasi. So let's divide and share this profit. He declares as a shalah. I think it's a bit tight, but that's what he says. Now, this Shaila has a lot of ramifications. I'll give you another case. Sorry? He asked the Rabbonim, he wrote it in some time by Yachon, he asked the Rabbonim to bring him Rais to this and handle with him, and they got it later on. Later in that same Yachon, like in the Mem, he was in the Gimel, and in the Mem Aleph, I think I might have it written down over here. Oh, it was Degel HaTorah, I think it was. 1 second, is that it? All right, whatever. One is the Achayim, and later on they wrote back and they handled. Whatever. It's not. There's a lot of Achayim on this. But all right. So let's take this to the next step. The next step is a similar lumdus, but a whole different case. Somebody donated a Sefer Torah to a shul. Ma'isim b'chayim. He parked. He donated a Sefer Torah in the shul. He parked a Sefer Torah in the shul. Very often, when you donate a Sefer Torah, you really donate it. It's on loan. So the shul, it's just housed in the Aron Kodesh of the shul. And there was a Sreifa, an Ebuch or a Gneva, and the Sefer Torah are lost. The shul was wise enough, or whatever, they took out an insurance policy. I don't know if it's wise, but they took out an insurance policy. So at the end of the day, the shul got reimbursed for the Sefer Torah to be able to write a new Sefer Torah. So the mashil of the Sefer Torah, who didn't have insurance, the mashil of the Sefer Torah is now moneying that payout from the shul, saying that payout belongs to me, because it's my Sefer Torah, and you took insurance on my Sefer Torah, so it should belong to me. And the shayla is also... See, even if it was an oynes, and it was a shayla. Okay, good, fine. But he was... I hear what you're saying. Good. But the tshuva, it's a good point. So the tshuva comes out, what they're discussing more, b'negeya, is the issa v'heta shabai. We know that if I sell a Sefer Torah, so there's dumb, and that's kedusha Sefer Torah, I have to buy another Sefer Torah, I can't stamp. So if the insurance payout is a replacement for the Sefer Torah, so then the insurance payout should also have Kedusha on it, and I should only be able to use that and earmark it to Sefer Torah. What the shul wanted to do is, the shul had a Sefer Torah drive, because now everyone knows Nebuchadnezzar, the shul lost a bunch of Sefer Torah, so they raised a lot of money to write a bunch of Sefer Torah. In the meantime, they collected insurance on it anyway, so now I want to take that and make it to the extension, take that and do something else, fix up the Simcha Hall. I don't know what they want to do with that. So that was the Shaila. The Shaila was sent side to Tzitz Eliezer, and side to the Minchas Yitzchak. Two different cases, but the same similar shayla. And they both start off, the lumdus is that based on this lumdus, you see that the insurance payout from the Masharim and others, the insurance payout is not a replacement, it's not like an exchange for the Sefer Torah. It's a deal mibachutz. You bet with the insurance company, you made a mischa, and you gambled, and you won the gamble. This time you won the gamble. Most time you lose, this time you won the gamble. So that payout that you're getting is against the premiums you were paying annually. That's why you're getting this payout. But it's not against the Sefer Torah. The cheshbon that they only did, they insured only the Sefer Torah. But the payout is not a replacement of the Sefer Torah. The payout is against the premiums that you were paying. Mamela, there's no kedusha on that money, and you could use it for whatever you want. That's how the... Sorry? So it goes to the shul. Now, if you want to have your dinner, what happens is a shul in the sky for Sreifa, that could be something else.
Can't be a shul, you have sufficiently, you lemaisa, you're lending it to the shul, but lemaisa, it's the shul is not borrowing it.
You have to know that's that, okay. Okay. Now the Minchas Yitzchok, that's how the Tzitzel Eliezer stays by. Minchas Yitzchok at the end has an about face, and he says could be that the, it's still Kaddish for a different reason. He says that the halacha that if I'm mafish mois lachrayis, I'm mafish a carbon, and then I'm mafish again mois, just in case the carbon gets lost. And the carbon does get lost, so then there's kedusha on that mois as mafish for the carbon. So he says, could be the premiums that you're paying, this new deal that you had with the insurance company, is also mafish for achrayis against the Sefer Torah. So the payout is also that beglal that afrasha. So the payout will have kedusha out achrayis of that Sefer Torah, out afrasha lachrayis of Sefer Torah, and that's why the payout will have kedusha. That's how. But at the end of the day, so he says, yes, it's taka kodesh, but he said, avad, it only belongs to the shul. It doesn't belong to the balam of the Sefer Torah. It belongs to the shul, and mamela they could do what they want to buy other Sefer Torah, good, but it's there, they own it, the mashal can't take it away. Now, let's go take to the next step, a similar case. Reuven borrows Shimon's car, and he gets into an accident, and he totals Shimon's car. Now, Shimon's car has insurance. So, Reuven wants to say, the Shul wants to say, well, I'm a chayiv to pay you. Again, the same type of story. You're going to get reimbursed from your insurance company. And Shimon says, look, again, this type of story, I want to collect twice. I want to collect five from insurance company, five from you. What's the problem? Why can't I collect twice? And then there was a svara that the Chuvah is bringing down. Yitzchok brings down a svara that the Shoyl says that since it's Yidua that everybody has insurance on their car, so you have to know, because there's only everyone has insurance against Hefsid La'acherim, but against their own car, you don't have to have insurance. Whatever. Yet, Kafi Achoit, you have to have insurance. So maybe there's an umdana that when I borrowed you a car, you're patting me for the hefset that I caused you, because you're really not getting that hefset anyway, because you're getting it from your insurance company. And then he says, right, and then he says, a loshin that, I don't remember exactly, Obam, that Hayois, you got it, Kafi Achoit, Obam Musari. Anyone who is somewhat ethical is never to wear the shoyel after he already got paid from the insurance company. He should gain God from this. No one ever does it. So even though he doesn't like the umdana shabai al tamas umdana, but he says it became like a minig lepaitre, right? That you have this minig now that they part to him. So therefore, even though Mikadin, the mashu would be able to mun from the shoyel again, like just like Mazik, but as the minig, it became understanding the minig is he doesn't mun from the shoyel if he could collect from him from his own insurance. And the truth is, Lahiris Nosson had a case, a similar case, and that case was is that the mashal batched, and the mashal didn't file correctly to his insurance company, so he wasn't able to get reimbursed from his insurance company, and now he wants to go to the shayel. So the Lahiris Nosson says that Mekadin, the shayel is chayef. Novos, the minig was to pata, not to collect twice. But b'chayagavna, that the mashal is not collecting twice because he didn't go to his own insurance company, even though he was at fault, it was a peshay because he misfiled, he delayed in filing. So Lahiris Nosson, b'chayagavna, vadi, he is allowed to go to the shayel. And Toikadvarmi also says that this type of a svara, like a minig, this is poetry, who adin can zayin by mazik de zabazak. If I'm mazik your car, and the min and you have insurance, and you collect from your insurance, the minig is lepoitrei for the same type of a minig. The truth is, on August Vaisa didn't have this minig, but he said just like you have this minig, the Minchas Yitzchok had this minig by Shoyel or Mashal, who adin by Mazik and Nizik, you'll have the same minig that the Nizik doesn't collect twice. I can tell you that in my many years of practicing Dinei Torah, and we've had leroyv dozens and dozens, who knows how many car accidents. I never heard yet once somebody to come into the business and say, when we asked in the question, what happened to your insurance? Yeah, I collected from my insurance, but I want to collect a second time. I never heard that tefillah yet in the business. But I saw it sounds pretty good that there's a meaning with poetry because I got the not to collect a second time. But in Mitzias, Krada, in Mitzias, when Kuzitsky points out, that in Mitzias, it's not so poetry altogether that you could be devere. And that is, you have a deal with your insurance company, that if you're going to get reimbursed by a third party and you didn't suffer a loss, you have no right to collect from your insurance company. Memela, if you're going to now mun from the mazik, then you lost now your right to mun from the insurance company, because that would be mata akam. Because Minadin, if you were reimbursed and you didn't suffer a loss, you had no right to go to an insurance company. So in Mitzias, it's not so gemolt, this idea of collecting twice, because it turns out you will matakam. Even if you collect from the insurance company first, but if you do it al das, that later on you're going to collect from the mazik, you'll still matakam because you plan on going to both. And to take it even to the next step, I saw recently, I'm not sure if this is widespread, but I saw recently it goes even further. If you collect from your insurance company, you have to sign over your schusim to your insurance company. Apothecate your right to the, you're signing your right to the insurance company. So if you collect from your insurance company first, you no longer have a right to go to the mazik because it's not your tviya anymore. You already gave it to the insurance company. It's the insurance company's tviya. So you have no right to come to me. You already signed away that schus to them. So in Mitzias, I don't know if maybe that's why no one ever comes to a bezin to do it. But in Mitzias, I don't know if it's even shaykh anymore with today's insurance policies. But at least beside what you see is that insurance has nothing to do with hezek. And this is, like I said, not only car accident, it's with everything, fires, whatever it is, home, any type of thing. It doesn't make a difference. Insurance is a separate deal, and it's not considered a reimbursement, so it's not considered a hashlama for this loss. And avad, you could go mon your mazik. All right. There's a lot of achreinim. There's like maybe 2 dozen achreinim. I'm going to track right or some eggs and shalom beishes. But the basic synopsis we already did. All right, let's start Shin Pei.
What's about the person who says, "Don't go to my insurance company. I want to pay you." So I did the time. It's a mazal chodim.
And well, why doesn't he want to get paid? Why does he want to go to insurance company?
Because he wants to rent the car for the revolution.
Kids, he wants, he feels that he'll be better off.
No, means because insurance companies' rates goes up.
Mm-hmm.
No, I want to know the mazik. Why the mazik bedafka one? Tetz is because he could, because he, no, the nizik says he's willing to pay. But so let make the shayla basic shayla. Basically, if the nizik is prepared to be mechayiv himself and to pay what he's chayiv al pi Torah. The mazik is right. If the mazik is prepared to pay what he's chayav al pi Torah, and the nizik prefers to go to the insurance company because he gets a better deal over there, he'll get the chvez according to the book value, whatever, yeah. All the cheshbonos are. That's already a shaila among sepaiskim if you're allowed to go to his insurance company or not. It's a shaila. Could be shaila for other reasons. It could be akoyis issue, but let's say the akoyis issue is really not an issue, but it's only out garmi, you're causing his rates to go up, so you have to know if you're going to be chayiv. Sorry?
Can't you use that same umdina? The umdina that a person has insurance, the same one we use by a shoyl. Shoyl borrows a car, he's on the, so why can we, the guy gets into an accident. There's an umdana that
you're going to go to your insurance?
No, there's insurance.
I don't know. You see, it's not that's my zvuk choyim. That I have in Bezim, my zvuk choyim. He doesn't want to go to his insurance. He doesn't want his rates to go up. Why? He doesn't want his rates to go up.
I'm going to your insurance. You don't have to go. I'll go for you.
Right. So
the... Usually, the belt I have said, it takes to fix 2 months, and
so you get a rental car because of whatever. So you're getting a better deal from the insurance company, right? So, but if he's willing to pay, what? If Zamda Chemi told me a svara, and you have to know when the svara is applicable. If Zamda Chemi said a type of a svara that if by going to his insurance company the rates go up, but if the rates would go up even if you don't take a claim against the insurance company, if the insurance company would know that he got into an accident, the rates will go up at the same way, even if they don't have a payout, because they see that they're dealing with a riskier driver. So he says, come to us that your money from his insurance company didn't cause his rates to go up. What caused the rates to go up is because he's a wild driver, he got into an accident. And that's tataka true. He is a wild driver, he did get into an accident. So you weren't goyrim him any real hefset. You only goyrim him an indirect hefset. Oh. Once that's the case, so then you could have al pitaisa that as long as you give him my asra first and you tell him, look, here's the deal. If you pay for my rent a car and you give me the same deal as the insurance company, is fine. If you don't give me the same deal, then going to the insurance company and I'm beside not being mazik you in any way because what you're going to get can isik in a higher rate, come to you. So it's not considered hazik. So that's what's his far. It's a shame, it's right. You have to know if it's true. Recently, I saw that Geico even goes a step further. If you get stomach ticket, whatever, even if you now plea bargain, they'll still make your insurance rates go up. So yes, drama guy. It seems like often insurance companies deal like that. Kumtaiza means beside you weren't goyim in any hazik. Otherwise, in the Chaim, you can start dining out grama garmi. You're causing his rates to go up. Could be a problem.
This is how to make it. Okay, how to know this accident? It's unbelievable.
Oh, so that's another problem. You're going to call the police report, so you're going to give a ticket. So that could be Maisa. Yeah, that's a whole type of Shala. Mietz Hashem, hopefully, if we have interest, we'll do Maisa. Let Shem pay Ches. It's not our regular Ches, for sure not. Maisa is a serious thing. It's not our regular. We have to go through Maisa to deal with it properly. All right, let's start Shem pay. Shem pay is a medley of halachas. The first two sifim deal with Mazik Beshus, and second, and like towards the end, deals with Raidif Gishmaka in Simon, which see if we can try to pull it and get to today. All right, let's start. Sif Aleph. Ho'im l'chaveiroi, kra'es ksusi. I go over to you and say, rip my clothing. Shabbos gizimtai, Shabbos kadi, break my barrel. Amunash ata potter, and I tell you, lehedya, amunash, that you should be potter from it. Hareze potter, you're going to be potter. I told you to do it, and you did it, you're going to be potter. The Achronim point out that you only potter mitashlumim, but you still chayv bedini shemaim that you even is of bal tashkes. Because even if I give you rishos, it doesn't allow you to do it, you still have a bal tashkes. The Bailim themselves have no right to break their own barrel or rip their own clothing, they have a bal tashkes. So if I tell you to do it, it's no better, you're going to still be over bal tashkes. That's the Yaivitz in Lechem Shemaim. It appears she has a Mishnayis, Shuvus Chavis Yor, the Zavashash in Megillah Dav Rav Chesu says it. I see also over here the Doruch HaShulchan, Techadram says even stronger. He says, Shneim over my bal tashkes. I don't know where the Shneim is. If I tell you to do it and you do it, I don't know how. I told you to do it. I mean, what? I was maybe Messiah. I'm saying, I have nothing to do with it. You're over the Baal Tashkes. Says, I don't know. It seems that he held that you're over Baal Tashkes, allowing somebody to be mafsed your item, so you're not being shamed of your item. So you're being mashkes your item by not protecting your item. I'm not sure. You look up the Akashuk and say whatever you want. I don't understand it 100%. But that's what he says. But bottom line is, it's only a reza potter in Bedina Yodim and Tashluma, but Avadi is too chayiv in Batashin. It's a very important Yisai because we're going to use this Yisai a few times tonight. All right. Let's skip over the Ramah for the moment and just continue so we don't break up the Mechabim. Vim om vim loy om loy amnashata potter. But if he didn't tell him amnashata potter, ha reza chayiv. He's chayev. I told you to rip. You ripped. He's still going to be chayev. Afa pisha ushe olayashkes. Even though I gave you permission to damage my items, you're chayev. I didn't tell you your potter. It's a damage. Damage. But there's going to be a cost for damaging. You could damage, but you're going to have to pay.
He said things like damage your item. He said, yeah.
He said, awesome. Let's say he said, yeah, you could damage my item. Damage, because it's not damage. But I'm going to get you. I'm going to.
Not much more.
Oh, 1 second. So let's continue to Mechaba. Bemed Ramamun Zakta Mechaba is Kishabo Akalim Lyodo Tchiles Petari Shmira. That first I made you a Shoime. I made you to watch my clothing. I made you to watch my barrel. And then I told you, okay, going, for example, Shayish Ulamam of Kadam Etzlai. And then I told you, go damage, go rip. There, if I don't say the word Vipoto, you're going to be Chayif. Avalim Loybo Lyodo Petari Shmira. If it didn't come into Yin Bateshmi, I just approach you now, Mitchila, came into Amalek, Kach Lizeve Shavroi, take it and rip. Begezeve Koroi, rip, damage, whatever you want. Vasa Kane, Hareze Pata, he's Pata, Afa Bishalo, Amalek, Amanashata Pata. Here he's going to be Pata, even if he didn't say Amanashata Pata. Now, what's. So the Mechab is Minchalek. If you're already a Shamer on it, and I tell you this Lashon, rip, damage, then you're going to be Chayiv. You can damage, but there's going to be a price. But if you are my shami yet and I tell you rip and damage and you go ahead and do it, then you're going to be pot. What's a chilek? So Pasha Pshat the chilek is, Mashmoy Zerishenim is that what's the understanding? If you have no shakas to me, you have no eschivas to me, and I go over to you and I say damage, so it's implicit, albeit not explicit, but it's implicit, and giving you rishus with a patur. Damage and I'm not going to money. You're damage and you're potter. My shame came in the ratio where you're already a shema. And I know I'm covered, because I already have a contractual obligation from you that if anything goes wrong, if bipshia, you're going to owe me the money. So I know I'm covered. And now you tell me, because do you want a damage? Damage! Nothing to lose if you damage, because I know you owe me the money, because I know that you already misguide yourself anyway. So there, if I tell you a lush and go damage, you don't see go damage vihipote. You just see gizintai damage. I won't have tainus if you damage it. But avada, I'm going to have a tvius woman if you damage. Because that you're very chayav al shayma.
Why doesn't it become a shliach? I'm watching somebody's item. The guy calls me up and says, "You're watching my car. You can please break it." And you go ahead and you say, "Well, now pay me." But I'm your shliach. You ask me to break it. Go mind yourself.
I hear.
What?
I hear. You have to know what. All right. It's a good shayla. It's a good shayla, depending what nusach is done. It's a very good shayla. I don't have a good teres, put it that way. But the understanding is when I say go and break it, the taich is, I'm not making you my shayla. The taich is go break it. If you want, go break it. But you should know, I'm going to hold you responsible. You have to know, you're telling me what happens if the Bailam took the initiative and did this. So if the Bailam did it, you want to say it's a shayla. I mean, with my I have a shayla, I don't need the item anymore. I say, if you want, chuck. Gesinta, I don't need it anymore. Let's say it's by a warehouse and I'm paying monthly. Now it's costly. You say, it's like, you know, tell the warehouse, okay, I'll pay you till now, but just throw it in the garbage. I don't have to pay anymore. So now I can run the warehouse for chucking my item. That I hear Yishala want you have it as a sheik. But anyway, the Mechaber makes this distinction that the Shaila, it's a real Gemara, whether it's a totally whether it came into Yin Batar Shmir, then I tell you, go break it, you're going to be Chayiv, and if not, not. And Pashas is like I told you, is like the Rishonim, Taisa Rashbam Bavakama, the Mashmai says how to touch up what your Kavana was. All right. Let's just go back, do this again, and do the Rambah. Let's start again. If you go over to your friend and you say, "Krax as Ksusi Shabbos Kadi," so you took the initiative. See, not like you used to. Amanasha Atapata Reza Pata. Zakter Rambah is Meisav Halak of Yesh. Oimrim Afilu Loi Amalei. It's missing an Amalei. Afilu Loi Amalei Amanas Lifto Befeish. Even if I didn't tell you ahead, you go and break it, and you'll be Pata. Elach Amalei Dvarim Shemashmoyu Kach. For example, how was it implicit? Going, Sha'amalei Shvar Kadi, I instruct you to break my barrel. Va'amalei Hamazik, the Mazik responds, Amanas Liftar. Am I going to be potter if I break your barrel? Is that what you intend for me to break a barrel, that I should be potter? Va'amalei Anizik Loi. And Anizik says no. But he doesn't say no. He says, like a parable, I should know. Like something in the middle, Yesh lanu leima de bitmiya kamalai upata. We could touch up that since it's only money here, it's not a person is Allah, sometimes he is meichel on his money, especially since he instructed him to break it. So when the guy asks, should I break it? And he says this parable lashon that could go either way. He means no. Or he means no, of course. I mean, what else do you think? I'm going to told you to break it. I'm instructing you. My shliach, Avadi should break it. So Dr. Amar, even that, if you have this parable lashon with toila, that the lashon really means a patur, and he's going to be pata. And on that the Maccabi says, but if you didn't say I'm not shata pata, Maccabi didn't have this collected Ramah. Maccabi says that we're not toilet lash unless it's mamish lehed, you bit me. If itaka says belash and loy, you know, that's clearly between the Navi, then even the Maccabi's made it. But if it's a parable lash that can be totally go either way, the Ramah holds that you could be toilet that he really meant to pata because it's only moment. And the Maccabi says, "The Mloim Aleim Nashat Tapata Din Exam Bichayv Afa Pichir Shayel Lashkes." To Rishenim and Mavur, Rabbi Yoyin and the Rosh, Kamer Rishenim, the beginning of Baba Basra, that even if I gave you permission to break my thing, and you go ahead and do it, so if you did it before I was Chayzer Vada, that's the state over here. I told you to be Potter, you can be Potter. But if I told you go break it, you'd be Potter. And before you got to it, I changed my mind. I said, you know what? Forget it. I changed my mind. I want the item. Don't break it. And you go ahead and break it, you're going to be Chayv, even though I was Moichel you. But I was chayzer on the mechila. Normally, if you owe me money and I tell you I'm moichel you, and then the day like I say, no, I changed my mind, I want my money, it's too late. Because whatever shibud you had on me just disappeared the second I said I'm moichel you. But over here, batzim, there's nothing yet. It first kicks in later on when you're going to be mazik me. So if I do a mechila right now for when you're going to be mazik me, and I change my mind before it's chal, before you mazik me, I have a right to change my mind, and avada at that point, now if you mazik me, you're going to be chayv. And the ksais brings down from his brother, Maizedev, the Chumash Sakri, brings down that, and his Pasha, but even if you're a middle, let's say, you're in the middle of smashing the barrel, so you did some damage, but not full damage, and in the middle, I changed my mind, and you continue, the same thing. If you continue to be mazik, what you were mazik till I was chayzer, you're going to be potter. What you're mazik after I was chayzer, you're going to be chayv. So it's like the ktsais in Kufn and Heis of Katan Tazayin. Now, how does this mechila work? Because a halacha, everyone knows, you can't be makna dove shaloi baloilam. What's less known is a Chubis Haran, in Simuchav Gimel, the Ran is brought down in the Ramah. The Ramah brings down in the Reish Tes, I believe it is, Siv Dalet, the Ramah brings down that Kishem she'ino de makna dove shaloi baloilam, kach ino de meichel o dove shaloi baloilam. So the shaila is, how is Kraksusi v. Potter going to work? I'm telling you, you can go Gesintide and be Potter, go do it. Right now, you don't owe me anything yet. So I'm telling you, you should be pato tomorrow when you're going to be mazik me and you're going to have a chiv. I'm patering you now for tomorrow. How does that work in Adam Meichel Davit Shalai Baloy Elam? This kasha, the Maram Di Baton Frektesh Ha'eliza, he was the son of the Lecha Mishnah, Chuvis Maram Di Baton, and it's brought down in the Chuvis Marit in Evin Ezer, Chelek Beis Evin Ezer, Simon Chof. And he says, you have to be mine. B'toich Hador, he has this problem that he doesn't talk about Krak Susi, he talks about a Chuvis Arashba, which is a case that I tell you can take my Nechosim, goes into Ait, and you went ahead and you took it, because I was Moichel for whatever you're going to take. So you want to know how does it work, because they know the Moichel Dovah Shalor Baloylam, based on this run. In the Marit, we responded, and Simukhov Aleph over there, and he says, it's not a Tzushtel at all. Poshet Echejman. What was the case of the Ran? The Ran's case, let me give you some backdrop. The truth is the Ran's case was where a father and son, the son was getting married, so the father, the Kala, convinced the Shreb, means convinced the father of the son, to make a Mechila, a Lomis, Al Sha'ava, Al Sha'asid, on all tvias that he may have on his son. And that's how she's getting married to him. I know that's Tanai in the Nitzuin, but that's when she's getting married to him, she made the Shver to be, make such a Mechila to the son. Shortly thereafter, it's a more complicated case, so I just want to get to the... Shortly thereafter, the son made his chayvis to his father on a certain sum of money. So Dr. Chuvis Aran, so now they want to invoke this previous Mechila to be koilal that, because it said, Beina Ova, Beina Osed, on all tviyas that may be, so it should act as a Mechila on that. So Dr. Aran, no, Kashem Shinod, the Makta Dov Shalom Olalam, Kachin Nod, the Mechila Dov Shalom Olalam. So Dr. Marit, it's Mamish no Shaikas to you. Over here, when I go ahead and tell you, Christ Ksisi, Meshabes Kadi, you're right, the Mechila right now wasn't Chal, because on the Dov Shalom Olalam, the Chiv didn't come about yet. But the next second, I was never chayzer. It's, I'm telling you to do it. So when you do it 5 minutes later, why are you doing it? You're doing our smach because I told you so. So you're doing it on the smach of my rishus, of my mechila. Sorry? So, I mean, Vazakas came 5 minutes later, but. So it's as if I was mechila you. When you were crying to see the day later too, because I was never chayzer, it's continuous, so you don't know any other, I was never to change my, I never had karata, so my mele, that's my chayzer, you did a bishus, so when you damage it, you damage it bishus. Good, but by the son also, why don't you say that there was a mechila now for future chayvis and it wasn't chal? So to Marit, it's not shaykhah. Over here, you're doing the smach the mechila. When the son was mischayved his father, it wasn't on the smach mechila. He made a real chayvis. No, vos. You want to invoke that mechila to work on that. So that's takadov shalom b'loilam. Because you want yeses mechila to work on today's chayvis. But Mashenka Bekras, Susi Zakta Marit, I don't want yeses mechila to work on today's chayvis. I want today's mechila to work on today's chayvis. Because since he told it to me yesterday, and you weren't crazy, and every second I was doing our smack cane, we know that that's why I'm doing it. So I'm doing it with your mechila. If you change your mind, you should tell me so. So therefore, it's a mechila now. It's not a mechila. The mechila that you told me today is really chal tomorrow. That's when the mechila, because tomorrow you also mask, and that should be kras ksusi. That's what the Marit says. Now, this Shaila Grada, the Ramosha, when he was 27 years old, wrote a long, I mean, one of his many, long, most of the Marisha's long, long Jews were done when he was had time in Luban, no one bothered him, and he had time to do, so he had a long tshuva in Luban, he's 27 years old, and Toich Hadvar, he has this kasha, how's Krask Susi going to work? And he says, without quoting Maritz, Ranz, Rajbaz, Tam, says Mamish's word. He says that if you wanted to be Chayzer, you should have been Chayzer. If you want Chayzer, so that Mechila is Shtendik. So when you're Christ Ksusi, that's when you are Meichel. So that's how the Mechila works. Then the Ramesh is like Zuh and Nochvart. He says, Zatar's like the Marit. He says, Meisim Nutarz, Ken Zain, here Taka will work. Even though I know the Mechel Dov Shalom Baloilam, but here it will work because it's Biyodai. It's not considered Dov Shalom Baloilam. Since it's Biyodai to take place, so Memela, the Mechila B'Kichal already now, because it's not considered Dovah Shalom B'Loilam. It doesn't explain, but Pasha, what he means to say, I'm assuming, it's not B'Yodai of the Nizik, it's not it's B'Yodai of the Mazik to be Christ Ksusi, so somehow, therefore, my Mechila could work already on his Kriya, because it's B'Yodai for him to do the Kriya. It doesn't explain, but say, that's how Ramosha, it's Ramosha has two Eitzah, it's a Meritz Eitzah, and this new Eitzah B'Yodai. Now, I don't know, I mean, it sounds a bit extreme that you can have a biyada on this chayvus. It's biyada maybe to be mazik, but that is chayvus is sort of like the Torah gave you, and it's not even your biyada, it's Yenna's biyada. But one thing I do know is the chayv truv is around to a keret. Because the truv is around, why don't you say the same thing? Why is around saying it's a mechila on the davar shel bo'al olam? Why don't you say the same thing, that it's biyad the son to make that as chayvus? The Rai, not only it's biyada, Itaka did, and the second lady, Itaka made that as chayvus. It's for yoda to make that as chayvus. So let the mechila work, not consider davar shel bo'al olam, because it's biyada for Yenna to do. And the Ram didn't say that. Ram still holds it to consider a davar shel bo'al olam. So I don't know how that stems from Rambam's second teretz. But at least the first teretz, Marit, is pasha that the mechila is standing, the mechila continues. So now, let's understand this halacha a bit.
In the case of the Ram, the son was always borrowing money, but we don't know the...
No, but it's not even borrowing money, he made it as chayvus.
I understand, but we don't know the background information, so maybe you could say this far of the other.
It's biyadi to make, it's for sure biyadi to make this chavis. Right, and that's what he did. So why is the mechila not chayav? We should say...
Did he ever do it before?
Let's say he did it, what's a chilek? And if he did it, didn't?
Then why is it that was biyadi to do it?
And if he didn't do it before, it's also biyadi to do it. It's biyadi to make that as chavis. So, but Christ Ksusi, he never did it before either, and it's biyadi to do, and Ramesh said that's enough, that's considered not davar shel bo'alaylam. So over there too, it's biyadi to make that as chavis. All right. Now, from this halacha, let's take this halacha, a very geshmaka case application. From this halacha that we see, that if you tell somebody, Kras, Ksusi, Shabes, Kadi, you're still going to be chayv unless I tell you, Lehed of Yipater, the Chumas Hadashin, Shpars from here. You want to eat from me, you want to eat by me Shabbos Sudu? No problem. And if Matzai Shabbos, I send you a bill. Because you ate by me, Shabbos Suda today caters, it's $50 a head, I don't know, $40 a head, whatever. I gave you a lavish, nice Suda, fresh home-baked challah, even better than the caterers. That's it, I'm going to send you a bill for $100. If you brought mishpacha, I'll send you a bill for $500. This is, from here, the Truman said that, and learned out of halacha, hu adin, if you invite somebody to eat by you, and he eats by you, if he eats by you, you can send him a bill, he's chayiv, because I never told you, v'yipata. So you're going to be chayiv. And this is brought down, the Ramah brings it down, at the end of Simon Reish Memvav, he brings down this halacha, that if you invite somebody, and he does, he can be machayivim. And it's this happens, and sometimes you bring in an elderly parent into your home, and the last few years of their life, they're staying by you, and all of a sudden, there's a bill of $100,000 a year, three years, $300,000, for the hospice, whatever, the home care that I provided for the elderly parent. Well, so you can get hit by a bill. And he's trained already, he's trained many Dine Torah on this. Right? So from here, sorry?
By being Matnazarech, there's no minig lifter?
No, if you have a minig, maybe you'll have a minig. But I'm saying, barring any minig, the Truman Zadashan says, and it's brought down in a mug, a pasuk from this halacha, that you're going to be chayiv, because until you say v'yipata, you're going to be chayiv.
So
if I'm it's very good. Very good. Even if for payment you're doing a chesed,
yeah.
You're being makta, so you're helping out people who are needy of a hotel. You provide a service also, confection collection also does mitzvahs in Misamek people, so they pay, but it's fine. Plumbing also, interstate plumbing. I couldn't take a shower tonight, now I could take a shower. Baruch Hashem. All right, anyway, so now, frek the shak, a bomb kasha. What's going on? We just said, the Mechaber said, that, and the Gemara said, that this only vart, that when I give you rishus to do something, you're going to be potter. You're going to give something, if I tell you to do something, you're still going to be chayv until I say be potter. It's only if you're ready a shomer on it. But if you are not yet a shomer, and I tell you, go break my barrel, you're going to be potter even if I don't tell you lehed of potter. So if I tell you go eat, means go break, go consume, it should be potter, even if I don't tell you v'yipata. So why is it, how, not why, how is the Truman Zadash and sparring from this halacha that boyecholimi is going to be chayiv? Faket, it's a rayalista, the dash state punk faket. It should only if you have boliyad b'shmira, that's when you're going to be chayiv. But shaloi boliyad b'shmira is going to be potter. V'tzarechin, like Shrei on the Ramah, it's mamish apel, it's faket. It's a bomb shayla. This kasha is $1 million kasha. Everyone has this shayla. The Mechaber says that if I tell you to break something, you're going to be chayev, unless I tell you to be pot, you're going to be chayev. If it already came by liyot chabitayi shmira, and then I tell you go discard it, then you're going to be chayev. But if I go over to you and say, rip my clothing, from starts, go rip my clothing, avadi, you're going to be potter. Because in that, licked already v'ipot, even if I don't tell you, lehed v'ipot. So what's the chilek if I tell you, go rip my clothing, go break my barrel, go eat my food? I wasn't mafkid. If I gave you my food, betari shmira, and then I would tell you, okay, go eat it, I changed my mind, go eat it. So then it'll be a good sushtelta here. But when you invite somebody, he's not yeshayim on your food. So he's coming now. It's bali yadu l'tchila al das kain, to consume, to rip, to burn, whatever it is. So he should be pata, even if I don't say vipata.
Maybe that's only by
hezek,
by dimash or something. Over here, where it's coming to eat something, so he's being
benefited.
So
it's more of a spot. Maybe not. But what do you see from here? What was his right from here? He'd bring a right from here that you see that when you go tell somebody to do it, if you don't say vipot, you're going to be chayif. So what do you see from here? So I want to share with you a beautiful, brilliant teretz at Ksois. Such an amazing teretz.
This is Shach's
Kashin? Shach's Kashin, Resh Mem Vav. It's such a brilliant teretz. All right, let's relearn this if. So to says, the house of Mechaba being Mechalek between us, the other B'tei Shmir first or not. You tell me, when you're Shema and I tell it to you, then I don't mean you should be Pata, I mean you should be Chayiv. And if you're not a Shema, I tell it to you, then I mean you should be Kata. I say one Lashin and it's Nisparish, Bishnei, and Yonim, depending what it is. So Dava Musa, he said, that's not Pshat. So what is Pshat? He says that this whole thing, when I tell you to go be mazik me, the sefer, when I tell you go ahead and be mazik me, shavar skadi, and you go ahead and you be mazik me, then you're pata, it's not because it's implicit in there that I'm going to be pata you, I'm going to be mercha you. It's nothing to do with chila. So tzitzayis, you say it. Thus was stated in the Torah, that when you mazik somebody, you chayev, is only if you do it midaita denav shei, shalei b'shus tabaylam. But if the baylam themselves instruct you, gezintai b'mazik mechevitz, and you're mazik b'shus, then you're not even chayiv. On a mechila, you're not chayiv. There's no shame hezek to that. If the baylam themselves are saying, gezintai b'mazik mechevitz, you're not a mazik.
It's like a
half-kiss. Not like a half-kiss. Damn, he says that he played a role in the hezek as well. The mazik is only chayiv if you do it alone. But if the nizik himself is playing a role, you're not going to be chayiv. That's not a hezek. That's what the Bailam themselves want to be done with the item, or allowed to be done with the item. That's not a mazik. That's a chlonger. And he says nothing to do with mechila. And he says even a cotton who'd come over to you and say, Shavaris Kadi, Kras Ksusi, even though, let's say, a cotton can't be Michael, let's say, or a certain day, let's say, Pachas Megillah in the Saputa, that's for sure he can't be Michael, let's say, and he would go ahead and talk to Ksais, he's still going to be Pata. It's nothing to do with Mechila. You're being a Mazik, Bishus. You're not a Mazik. The Seisim Shkei Mazik. Aye, so how come in the first case by a Shema? So he said, by the case of the Shema, it's like this. You were ready in the Schaiv in the Shmira before I went ahead to be Pata you. So in that case, when I tell you, Gezintai, go be Mazik, and again, that doesn't imply that you should be part of some mechila, because nothing to do with mechila. It's dumb. Go ahead and be mazik. I give you permission to be mazik. That's very nice. I gave you permission to be mazik, but I'm not going to be mechayvu at mazik. You're right. At mazik, I won't be mechayvu. But I'm going to be mechayvu at shemrim. You already mechayv yourself yesterday when you took the item to be mechayv yourself. You already kvarn is chayv on the shmira, and you can't become ois shemra. B'diba ba'alma, that he has a raya. Just to tell you, if I go over and say, okay, that doesn't work. So that's not, those dinam are not going to change. So if I go ahead and I tell you that you could now be mazikit, and if it doesn't imply a mechila, and you're mazikit, I won't get you out of mazik, but I'm going to get you out of shmira, out of chiv shmira that you cried in schayv yesterday. But you're right, you could be mechila, but kozman, you don't say lehed yavihi pater. Oh, Michael, that's not what you did. Yeah, that's not what you did. You just allowed him. See, in the lashon of kras ksusi, does not imply a mechila. Until you say lahedja vi pater, it does not imply mechila. It means we learned till now without the ksais that it really implies mechila in certain cases. When you're not a shoyim, it implies mechila. When you are a shoyim, it doesn't imply a mechila. So the ksais, it never implies a mechila. Sai in the reisha, sai in the sefer. But the reason why you put in the sefer because you're mazik b'shus. Mashenk in the reisha, the reason why you're chayev is because mazik b'shus is not enough. You're already going to be chayev for the shmir shekvan is chayev before I gave you the mazik b'shus. So you're going to be chayev for that shmira. Memela Zakhtak says, that's prat in the Chumah Zedeshan. You would have said, like, people are shaggy saying, what do you mean? If you tell me to do it, avada implies mechila. So people could have had that mistake. And if I tell, go eat, and I'm inviting you for a meal, eat by me, you can say that implies the mechila, that implies gezintai, I won't charge you. Bring the Chumah Zedeshan, you see from here, not like that. You see from here that to do something, to cause me a hefzid, does not imply a mechila. Why? Because it would imply a mechila, then even by shayma I would be potter, because it implies a mechila. So now you see that it does not imply a mechila. So memela, all you have left is mazik b'shos. And Zaktik says, mazik b'shos doesn't apply by b'yacholimi. Why? Because when I tell you b'yacholimi, if I, I'm not going to get you out mazik, because that's how you did b'shos. What I'm going to get you is out nene. If I'm a yoyid, let's take sada chaveroi. And I know that I'm being yoyid and being mashbiach yasada. Still, what's the halacha? I command you for the tzais, for the shvach, because I was mashbiach you. So the tzais, when I tell you, go eat, and I'm mehana you the food, I'm going to get you not out mazik, I'm going to get you out nene. And nene, you don't have this p'tur of b'shus. Forget that old nene was, yoy was like even b'shus. So my mail is like the tzais, alz is geshmak, with a brilliant teres. Alz is very geshmak. That this really never implies mechila. And the reason why you part is because mazik b'shus. And by Shaymi, you don't have the mazik b'shus because Shekvan is chai b'shmira. And by the case of over there, by Elchami, I'm going to get you out to a different din, I'm going to get you out to Nene. Gorgeous, brilliant teretz of Gzais. And then the Sivis brings down this teretz. When he has the same kashi, he says, Hazei commercial cost like Gzais, that's the teretz to the Shaila. A whole new blick. Now, it's a beautiful, brilliant teretz, sweet, mamish zis. But the problem is that the Shainim in the Sugish, they forget. The Shainim, the Taisis, the Rashba, is mashma, that the chilik between the Reish and Seva, chilik between Shmira and not Shmira, is the Kavona. That when it's Baal, the other Betay Shmira, and then I say, Shvar, Kras, Ksusi, Shvar, Skadi, I don't mean Mechila. And if it was not the later Betay Shmira, I do mean Mechila. Not like the Taisis. So now, if the Taisis is touching up a Chumazadesh and Marich, you have to say that they're going against the Shainim over here. Then, Stamizoi, it's a bit Shverlich, even in Lamdis, I don't have it 100%, but in Lamdis, this kasha, by the way, is going against the Shenim, a lot of Chenim, yes, this kasha looks like it's ready. But even in Lamdis, we know that Shmira is Midin Mazik. The fact that you mischive yourself already to be a Shema doesn't mean that you're chive already for the Hefzit. You mischive yourself that when it's Nifsa, then you're going to be chive. But you're not, I can run you yet? No, I don't know, I can run you. The Chiv is still banned, everything's fine, right? So really, Avada, the contractual obligation happened already. But it happened that when you go ahead and be Pesheya and it's Nifsad, I'm going to mourn you for that Hefzad. Right? The Gemara Hoshaila is a Nechas Meshubit from the Shas Sheila or Shas Oynis. I mean, it's talking about not even a Sheol, it's talking about a Hashem Mechinim, well, let's say. So really, the Chiv happens later on. Now, we know that Shemrim is also made the Chavdala Nezikin. It's also part of the Nezikin. So, Lechayr, if there's such a Svara, L'chaya, if there's such a svara that mazik b'shus heith nisht a mazik, so a shemer which is pesheya, which is a form of a bezrayu de mazik, so I should have the same tour. If you're a shemer that's pesheya b'shus, that's how you did a form of a hezek by a shemer de pesheya. So l'chaya should have the same tour of b'shus. I don't know. I'm not exactly sure. But if Shimon asked the shaylon, so it's a little different. If Shimon says that you see by shmir b'baylim. Sorry, you see, by Mesa Machmas Malacha, one of the svaris, why Mesa Machmas Malacha is part of by Shemrim, is the Ramban svaris, because the Mashal is at fault. He was party to the Hezek, because he lent the Chavitz, which is not suitable to carry out its objective. You see, it didn't last. It was Mesa Machmas Malacha. So Shimon says, you see from here also this type of svaris, that if the Mashal plays a role in the Hefzid, even by Shemrim, you have the Ptur. So Mameli says over here too, how's it saying that Shepan is Chayav Bishmira? So too, later on, now that he played a role, the Bailam played a role because he allowed him to break it, so that should be the Ptur. So he falls away from the Ksais. A lot of Achrayim fall away the Ksais, but the Ksais is Teretz, it's so brilliant, so Ziz. All right, but Lamaisa is the Taka Shreya Teretz. All right.
Like the Ksais, if I call up the Shemer and I tell the Shemer I'm sending somebody over to break this item, I have my thing by you, I'm sending somebody over to break it.
Right?
And the guy goes and he breaks it. So the Shemer.
And the third party goes and then
breaks it. Right. I call up and I say I'm sending you over to Shemer. He's going to go break this thing. And then Shemer comes and breaks it.
So vice versa from here. It's the same type of problem. You'll be chayv because I never told you to be potter, and you'll be pesheya for allowing him to break it. Because you want to say that this guy is Lagara. If I told you to break the item, should be a Lagara for the debate, same thing. Just in that case, if I sent somebody else, so it might be Rotz Mizergov, and let's say I told that guy Lahed of Yipata. If I told that guy Lahed of Yipata, then Lechayr the Shema might be, you have to know.
That guy
Zichapata because he did a Bishus. Correct. But what I'm just saying is, if I told the guy Lahed of Yipata, So now I know my kavana was tapata, could be that vipata, I don't know, but I'm just suggesting, could be that vipata carries over to the shame as well, because you know my intention wasn't just to say, okay, do it, but it's on your cheshbon. But it says the guy's pata without mechil, yeah, but that's because of nudin, because he's mazik b'shus, but it come out, but my say is the chilek, is like I told you, the Rishonim saying the chilek is differently, that one is an implicit mechila, and one is not an implicit mechila. The Shach and Sivkon Aleph quotes a tshuvas mabit chelik beisim shinvav. It doesn't tell you what it says, but over there the guy strashed somebody, and I told you, and I told the guy that if you want, if this and this happens, if you want, you can go to court and take money from me, bal korchi. So the mabit says, so lachayit should be just like Christ, because shvaris kadi, and if I tell it to you before and it wasn't Bali Yad B'tei Shmira, it implies a Mechil and it should be Pata. So the Mabit, no, it's Cholok. Mabit says that B'chai Gavno, it means something else. B'chai Gavno, when I tell you Kras Ksusi, that Avad I mean, go ahead and do it and you're going to be Pata. But if I tell you, go ahead, L'moshel Zakta Mabit, go ahead and steal money from me. So if I tell you that Lashon, or I tell you even Zakta Mabit, I tell you a Lashon, you could steal money. I'm like either gzolasi or I tell you tuchel gzolasi. You could steal money from me. If I tell you that, I'm not telling you you're going to be bought. I'm telling you go steal, but you're going to have a shame gzela on it because that's the lashon I use. You could steal from me. You're going to have a shame gzela, and they're not going to mun you for the chiyav hashava for the money that you just stole from me. It's going to be you're not going to have a ptur. Kresk, so see if you didn't bali adab teshmir implies a mechila leitik says it's a mazik b'shus whatever. But over here, if I tell you go steal from me, and I use that lashon steal, so zakta mabit, who adin if I tell you you could take money from me bal karchi, that doesn't mean I'm giving him retain atev as matana. I'm basically saying that you could raise his geld from me, shalom midati bal karchi, and you could be a gazlan. So that's not going to imply a mechila. That's going to say, and then I'm going to mun you back for that money because you're a gazlan on that money. You can't. It's limited to kras ksusi, but if I tell you to steal, the vada doesn't imply a mechila. This is how the mabit. Sorry? If I use a lotion, you can steal. And you could do a balkorcha. You could. Also, I thought you can go to the judge and rip it out from him. It means it's being done balkorcha. Besides, anyways, in my bit said, I'm allowed to be chayzi before you do it, like we said before from the Rishonim, that before he goes ahead and does it, he is allowed to be chayzi. Anyways, once he's chayzi, he has no right to continue to do it. Okay, that's basically Yitzchak. I mean, how if I make him a shliach? But Parshat Pshat is, if I tell Kras Ksusi, there's no implicit, by Kras Ksusi, there is implicit mechila, but if I tell you can steal from me, there's no implicit mechila.
Then he has to hear the chazar? When he's chayzer, the one who's going to end up breaking in, he has to hear?
I don't think that he has to hear the chazar. The only thing is, if he doesn't hear the chazara, if I tell him Kras Ksusi, then shalim yidaita, I go ahead and I'm chayzer, could be he'll be potter because he's a mazik bonus. Because anytime he's a mazik, because he has no rishus now, or he's not doing my daita, so he don't have the ptur. But why should he know that if he didn't hear from me that I was chayza, why should he think that I was chayza? And mele, he can't be held accountable for that, because he's a mazik bainus. Could be, okay, but we pass in mazik bainus at pata, only oynus kein aveda, this is more than oynus kein aveda. We have a case that if a nich parashula, if you yarshin the para from your father, thinking that it belonged to your father, and in truth, it really belonged to somebody else, and your father was only a shoyal, and you were tovak v'ochal, the Gemara is mashma that you'd be pata. I mean, the Gemara says, for other dini shemer, you're going to be pata. Taisa says, when I'm die, adamu loyalim. It's like Taisa, because you thought it was yourself, you thought it was your own, so you are mazik it, but ain is gadol kazeh, you're going to be pata. Only ain is kain aved, you're going to be chayv, like we discussed. So here too, if I tell you, you're going to be mazik it, b'shus, and then turned out that you didn't have that rishus, because I was chayza, okay, you have a mazik bonus. I have a right to this in Sif Beis, but we're not going to have time for it tonight, but in Sif Beis, I don't mean chaspitim, and the Machna Frayim basically says the same thing I'm just telling you now. But a different application, why you were a mazik bonus thinking they had rishus, and you really didn't. The Ramaz brings down that you're chayiv. The Shach is by Zarachin, the Ksais and Sivis goes with his teres. The Achrin don't like the teres. When on the halacha ma'isa, I'm going to choose some sefer on it. There are a lot of chuvis on it. Sounds like that we deal with it. I don't know. But it's a pella, how would be moitzi from this halacha, if this halacha shtei pun faket, that koidim to bali yada b'sheila, or b'shmira, you're going to be pot. It's only when it's bali yada b'shmira, then you're going to be chayiv. All right, we really have to do the Ramah. We're not going to have time, really. So I guess we'll say the Ramah. And Sif Beis is Meshe Shaykh to Sif Aleph. I was hoping to do it tonight, but Eid Chazayin. All right, good to work.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.